Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are beginning our journey. We did all the introductory work yesterday to what the book of Psalms is all about, and we are now in Psalms 1. This was actually the first psalm of Book 1, as the book of Psalms is divided up. And this consists of the first 41 psalms of the book of Psalms. This one is sometimes subtitled The Way of the Righteous and the End of the Ungodly, or The Way of the Righteous and the Way of the Ungodly. Please remember as you read the first psalm that you're reading a song that was a poem written in an old covenant setting to an old covenant people. And so one of the things that you should remember is you're going to hear references to the law. And you should remember that the writer was definitely writing about the Mosaic law. But even though you are no longer under the law, Paul was very clear about that, and you could never be justified by the works of the law. You can now read it through a new covenant lens and realize that you still are under law, just not the Mosaic law. You are under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So it's worth saying again to grace people, though you are not under the law of performance, you are not under the Mosaic law, dietary, sanitary, moral, etc., you are not under any of that to determine your right standing, you are indeed still in a law in which the Holy Spirit is the rule instead of an external list of commands. This is why God promised us under the new covenant, I will write my laws on their hearts and on their minds. So you are the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is still the governing law. So think of it in those terms when we read Psalms 1, rather than thinking on Mosaic law. You're a new covenant believer. Think in terms of the law that you have, which is written on your heart. Let's read. I want to read the whole psalm. We're going to do this just one time. I'll do it today, and then we'll start to break down each little phrase. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's the first psalm. Let's start with the top. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. We'll stop there. It's not the end of the sentence, but it's a first good thought. And blessed is a phrase and a term that Jesus would repeat on the Sermon on the Mount in the section that we often call the Beatitudes. And the Greek rendering of blessed is closer to the word happy. And so that's derivative of what it would have meant in the Hebrew as well. Jesus was saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. In other words, happy is the man who recognizes his own poverty of spirit, Jesus writing that under the law. That man, because he's humble, is able to receive God's grace. So blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So the happiness is really whenever you can walk, as the Apostle Paul would say, that we stand or we walk by faith. We don't have to walk in the counsel, and the word ungodly is wicked. So happy is the believer who walks not in the counsel of those around him, but walks in. That doesn't mean you don't take people's advice, but we don't live according to what other people say or what other people think or what other people do or how other people respond. We don't even allow other people to determine our emotional stability. I want to start there tomorrow, and we'll move on. I'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.